Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back with me, Mariati. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's Citizen, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Minister Wiranto makes sure that general elections 2019 will run safely. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encourages Korpri to change work orientation. Defense Ministry and PT PAL Indonesia is to build fast missile boats. And now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Wiranto at Presidential Office in Jakarta on Tuesday ensured that the 2019 general election will run safely. Minister Wiranto said this in response to the concern of all parties who worry about riots during the elections. The minister further said that Indonesian police has compiled the Election Vulnerability Index since several times ago. Based on the index, the vulnerability prior to and during the election will certainly not occur. He also appealed to all Indonesian people to continuously support efforts to make the elections run successfully by using their respective voting rights.
Dari indeks sekarang pemilu 6 bulan sebelumnya, kita sudah tahu skornya daerah-daerah mana yang kira-kira tidak terlalu aman. Tidak amannya kenapa?
We have already known the score, seeing from the index of election vulnerability during the previous 6 months, which areas are in vulnerable conditions, safe areas, and areas which are in the process of handling security. From that index, we continue to make efforts to neutralize these vulnerabilities. It is hoped that the security forces can also assist in the holding of elections so that the 2019 election will take place safely. Therefore, we urge people to remain stay in Indonesia, become good voters, do not abstain. Moreover, Minister Wiranto further said that he himself, along with Indonesian Police and Election Committee, continuously coordinate to ensure the 2019 general elections run smoothly. He also hoped that political elites in Indonesia not to disturb the stability of the elections by issuing controversial statements. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encourages all members of Indonesian Corps of Employees or Korpri to change work orientation from procedural to become result orientation. It was said by the President when inaugurating Korpri National Working Meeting 2019 at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday. The President also said that the change in orientation will be able to reduce stages of bureaucracy that must be passed in implementing government programs. Reducing this bureaucratic stage will accelerate the achievements of results and that will be felt by the community. In addition, the President also encourages all members to walk in line with the central and regional administrators. It is intended that the whole government's work programs can run quickly and the results can be felt by the community.
Orientasinya memang harus berubah. Bukan orientasi prosedur, tapi orientasi hasil. Sekarang ini harus orientasinya harus hasil.
The orientation must change. It is not procedure orientation, but result orientation. It must be followed by procedure because the procedure is the government's obligation, and it is not procedure orientation. The orientation is the result that can be utilized by the people in Indonesia. So, if you design state budget, regional state budget, just design it as simple as possible. We do not need a lot of programs. The target is clear, so it is easy to control and it's easy to check the results. Moreover, President Joko Widodo also hoped that all members of the Indonesian Corps of Employees across Indonesia can respond to the rapid changes of the world. He said a platform and application are needed that can improve the performance of the members to compensate technological developments. The president further hoped that the members of the Indonesian Corps of Employees or Korpri can work harder to reduce stunting rates among the people, while he also appreciated the decline of the stunting rate from 37% to 30%. Nevertheless, the number is expected to be reduced continuously so that Indonesia is truly free from stunting. The Defense Ministry and state-run shipbuilder PT PAL Indonesia have signed a contract to build two fast missile boats of 60-meter class, or KCR-60, to support Indonesia's weaponry system. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the Ministry's Secretary General Vice Admiral Agus Setiaji on Monday said that the contract to build the fifth and sixth fast missile vessels would include its weapons, including missiles. Previously, PT PAL Indonesia had built KCR in stages. First, it built the vessel and then the weaponry. Setiaji said that the two missile boats will directly function as warships equipped with sensor, weapon, and command system. The contract value for one ship is about 1.66 trillion rupiah, cheaper than the similar order to Europe and South Korea, but still having good quality. The project is targeted to be completed in 24 months, as production of some components, such as the ship's main engine, would take more than 14 months. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. State-owned port operator PT Pelindo 3 is ready to welcome the arrivals of at least 153 cruise ships at several seaports under its management in 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director for Operational and Commercial Affairs of Pelindo 3, Putut Sri Mulyanto, on Monday said that the 153 cruise ship had informed about their plans to visit Indonesia. Benoa Port in Bali is expected to receive the largest number, with 75 cruise ships, followed by Lembar Port in West Nusa Tenggara, the Tanjung Emas Port in Saru Java, the Tanjung Perak Port in East Java, Probolinggo Port, the Culukan Bawang Port in Bali, Kalabahi Port in West Nusa Tenggara, and also other ports. Last year, 149 cruise ships had planned to visit Indonesia through the Pelindo 3 ports, though only 136 had arrived. The number of cruise ships arrivals in Indonesia has increased from year to year. Batam will host the Best of Street Food, a culinary festival in March that will present various cuisines of three different countries in Asia, namely Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Deputy Assistant for Regional Marketing of the Ministry of Tourism, Desi Ruhati, on Monday said that Batam is a culinary haven due to its ethnic richness that lends varied tastes to the cuisine. This culinary wealth had led to the origination of the idea to hold this event, the Best of Street Food, this coming March. These country chefs will serve some of their local favorites, such as Indonesia's ayam penyet, or fried chicken with chili, martabak manis or sweet pancakes, gado-gado or salad with peanut sauce, and ikan bakar or grilled fish. On the other hand, Malaysia will focus on cuisines from Penang, which is a state in the northwest coast of peninsular Malaysia. Since Penang is inhabited by Malays, Chinese, and Indians, its culinary arts is based on each ethnic community. In an effort to encourage tourist spending and empower small and medium enterprises, the government will revise a regulation pertaining to value-added tax, VAT, that would allow foreign tourists to get tax refunds for their spending. The Finance Ministry's Director General for Taxation, Robert Pakpahan, as stated by JakartaPost.com, said that a new regulation which will revise Finance Ministerial Regulation No. 76, year 2010, would allow foreign tourists to apply for VAT refunds for multiple invoices. Robert Pakpahan was responding to questions raised by Indonesian Shopping Centre Tenants Association Chairman Budi Harjo Idwansa, who urged the government to revise the existing VAT refund regulation in order to spur retailers' business activities, particularly those that relied on foreign tourists. The revision was supposed to come into effect last year in conjunction with the Asian Games, which took place from August 18 to September 2 in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra, so that small and medium enterprises could take advantage of the presence of international athletes and visitors during the quadrennial event. And the last item, Vice Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly MPR, Hidayat Nur Wahid, received a visit of the Chinese People's Assembly Committee Delegation Shanghai on Monday. On the occasion, Chairman of the Shanghai Delegation, Li Yiping, explained that his visit to Indonesia was aimed at improving good relations between the parliaments and the two nations. In addition to meet with the People's Consultative Assembly leaders, the Chinese People's Assembly Shanghai Committee is also scheduled to hold meeting with Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI and some entrepreneurs. Li Yiping hopes that the People's Consultative Assembly MPR leaders can help bridge and encourage to increase cooperation between the two countries. Moreover, the potential of cooperation between Indonesia and China is very broad, especially in the fields of application of telecommunication and technology, trade and economy. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encourages Indonesian Corps of Employees members to change their work orientation. Defense Ministry and PT PAL Indonesia are to build fast missile boats. And listeners, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For the topic today is Indonesian epochs to produce electricity without fossil energy. President Joko Widodo wants power plants in Indonesia not to depend on energy or fossil fuels. He also revealed plans to develop a power plant with new and renewable energy. The intention and plan was affirmed when he inaugurated 1,660-megawatt expansion power plant in Cilacap, Central Java, on Monday. Indonesia has begun to develop power plants with new and renewable energy. President Joko Widodo took an example. Until now, power plants with wind, water, and even steam had been developed in various regions in Indonesia. One of them is wind power plants in Sidrap and Jeneponto, South Sulawesi. President Joko Widodo's wish is not heard without strong reason. Indonesia has a great potential in new and renewable energy. As a tropical country in the equatorial region, Indonesian solar energy potential is abundant to be processed into solar power plants. Indonesian rivers with large volumes and fast flowing have also great potential as renewable energy sources to produce electricity. Moreover, Indonesia has expressed its commitment to reduce carbon emission by 29% by 2030. The Indonesian government has also targeted a portion of the mix of new renewable energy use to reach 23% in 2025. And processing waste into an energy source. At least the desire without energy or fossil fuels has begun to be carried out by operating 12 waste power plants from 2019 to 2022. The 12 plants will be able to produce up to 234 megawatts of electricity from around 16,000 tons of waste per day. Unfortunately, there are still some obstacles in the development of this new and renewable energy. In Indonesia, the process of converting new and renewable energy into electricity requires substantial cost, especially relative to the infrastructure. Meanwhile, state electric company PT PLN, as a seller of electricity services, must sell electricity at affordable prices. Realizing this condition, awareness of empowering natural resources to produce electricity must be increased. In mountainous areas, for example, river flows can be used to produce electricity through microhydro technology. With its huge potential, Indonesia must be aware of realizing the new and renewable energy. Regulation must be enacted and provision of incentive must be provided for any investor to develop the new and renewable energy so that the target of new renewable energy in the national energy mix in Indonesia to reach 23% by 2025 can be achieved. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, we'll begin with February the 26, 1992, the tragedy of Kocaeli City Massacre. Armenian troops, assisted by the 3066 Regiment of Russia, took over the town of Kocaeli in Nagorno-Karabakh on February the 26, 1992. After hitting the city with heavy artillery and tanks, assisted by an infantry regiment or ground soldier. Within hours, attacks by Armenian and Russian troops killed 613 Azerbaijani civilians, including 106 women and 63 children, and 487 other victims suffered critical injuries. Turning to February 26, 1993, the World Trade Center bombing. A bomb exploded in the parking lot of the World Trade Center's Twin Towers in New York on February 26, 1993, leaving 6 people dead and 1,000 injured. The attack was planned by a group of terrorists including Ramzi Youssef Mahmoud Abul Halima, Muhammad Salamah Nidal A. Ayat, Abdul Rahman Yassin, and Ahmed Ajaj. I'll end today in history with February 26, 2013, air balloon accidents at Luxor. The Luxor 2013 hot air balloon accident was the crash of a hot air balloon in Luxor, Egypt on February 26, 2013. The accident resulted in 19 deaths, 18 died on the spot and one more died at the hospital an hour later. This is the deadliest hot air balloon accident in history, surpassing the occurrence of the Alice Springs 1989 balloon accident in the Northern Territory, Australia. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Voice of Indonesia. Jangan diri, ingin. Voice of Indonesia.
That was the first song entitled Terpesona, sung by Glenn Fredly featuring Audi. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. The next segment, we will give you My Indonesia, read by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, nice to meet you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic today is Indonesia offers investment for U.S. entrepreneurs. The Indonesian government offers investment opportunities in two sectors, namely digital economy and the development of 10 new Bali to 50 U.S. entrepreneurs in the Indonesian San Francisco Business Forum 2019 in San Francisco, USA. The business forum was attended by venture capital companies, information technology, chamber of commerce, and the local government of San Francisco Bay Area. Acting Indonesian Consul General in San Francisco, Hanggiro Setiabudi, in his written statement as quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday, said that this business forum was held to bring Indonesia closer to business and society in the Northern California. He perceived that the visit of President Joko Widodo in 2016 to Silicon Valley reflected Indonesia's intention to build a digital economy. The business forum with a tint impasse in a reformed, utilizing digital technology in developing regional and tourism investment opportunities, is the collaboration between Consulate General of Republic of Indonesia in San Francisco and the Indonesian Investment Promotion Center of New York. The activity was also supported by Global SF, Bank Indonesian Representative Office, and Bank Negara Indonesia in New York. The business forum aims to explain the latest economic developments in Indonesia, especially potential areas for foreign investors to invest in Indonesia, such as the digital economic technology and the development of tourism destinations, which are potential for investors, especially in Northern California. Head of Investment Promotion Officer, Indonesian Investment Promotion Center of New York, Raharjo Siswo Hartono, said that in 2018, Indonesian digital economy reached $27 billion, including the largest and fastest growing in Southeast Asia. Based on Google and Temasek's observations, the value will grow to $100 billion in the next 10 years. He also explained that this potential is also supported by the government through the 14th Economic Policy Package, which simplifies and expands access to startup funding, tax incentives, consumer protection, and human resource education. Therefore, Indonesian Investment Promotion Center in New York invited the U.S. investor to Indonesia to attend the Regional Investment Forum in Banten next March 2019. They will meet directly with stakeholders in the digital economy sector, exploring cooperation with dozens of startup technology developers and tourism projects. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bersandengan jika memang masih bisa lalu ku berbicara santun kan.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Jika, or in English mean If, sung by Melly Goeslaw featuring Ari Lasso. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a traditional dance from West Kalimantan called Tanda Sambas Dance. An interesting event called Kalimantan Cross Border Festival 2019 was held from February 23 to 24, 2019 at the Aru Cross Country Border Post, Sambas Regency, West Borneo. The festival presented a number of Indonesian traditional dances, for example, the Kopi Pancong Gymnastic, which was performed by Alun Rumah Melayu community. In addition, the Kalimantan Cross Border Festival 2019 of Aruk edition featured some other traditional dances of Sambas Regency, such as the Malay Sambas, Dayak, and Japin dances. One of the kinds of Malay Sambas dances which was performed at the festival was Tanda Sambas dance. Let's explore more about the dance. Listener, Tanda means dance. In the past, Tanda Sambas dance was often performed by troops while practicing Indonesia's traditional martial art called silat. The dance was used to trick the Dutch colonizers. As time goes by, Tanda Sambas dance was also performed to amuse local people after they finished their daily activities at the rice field. The dance was demonstrated not only to entertain people, but also to support the implementation of sacred events, for example, wedding party, celebration of new house, circumcision, completion of Holy Quran recitation, and other events. Tanda Sambas dance is usually performed by four dancers who are divided in pairs. Rebana, or traditional drum, which is played by two people and a song, are used to accompany the dance. Generally, the dance is performed in pairs. However, it can also be performed in solo or single performance. The movements of the dance are dynamic and agile. The movements are mostly dominated by hand and feet movements. The dance also combines several pencaksilat movements. It also includes the typical movements, which are usually found in Malay dances. The dancers wear traditional Malay costume called baju kurung or enclosed dress and traditional fabric from Sambas called banang amas. Listener, there was Indonesian Wonder about Tanda Sambas dance. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita sesali semua indah meskipun terbatas dan tak mungkin terikat janji abadi. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan salah. Andai waktu bisa kita putar kembali jalinan cerita, mungkin tak begini. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan saling pandang dan tak akan lebih lagi. Aku dirimu dirinya tak akan pernah mengerti tentang suratan. Aku dirimu dirinya tak rasa bila sadari cinta takkan.
Voice of Indonesia.
You have just listened to the third song entitled Aku Dirimu Dirinya, sung by Kahitna. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a special segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is memberi saran, or in English, making suggestion. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on memberi saran or making suggestion. Tony is staying at the Mutiara Hotel in Yogyakarta. Tony and Heru have made an appointment to meet tomorrow at 4 p.m. Now Tony wants to know where they will meet, so here's the conversation.
Halo.
Ya, halo. Besok kita akan bertemu di mana?
Bagaimana kalau di hotelmu?
Oh, bagus sekali. Baiklah, sampai bertemu besok.
Ya, sampai besok.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, which is memberi saran, which means making suggestion. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Halo, halo, which means hello. Akan bertemu, which means will meet. Besok kita akan bertemu di mana? Besok kita akan bertemu di mana, which means where will we meet tomorrow? Bagaimana kalau di hotelmu? Bagaimana kalau di hotelmu, which means how about at your hotel? Bagus sekali, which means very good. Sampai bertemu besok atau sampai besok. Sampai bertemu besok atau sampai besok, which means see you tomorrow or until tomorrow. Di restoran, which means in the restaurant. Ke rumah saya, which means to my house. If you want to ask about where to meet, say besok kita akan bertemu di mana. Besok kita akan bertemu di mana, which means where will we meet tomorrow. You can also put the word di mana, which means where, before the sentence. For examples, di mana besok kita akan bertemu, di mana besok kita akan bertemu, which means where will we meet tomorrow. Next, when making an appointment with a friend, there is usually negotiation in determining the time and place. One way to make suggestion in making an appointment is to use the question word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how, followed by the word kalau, kalau, which means if or about. Example, bagaimana kalau kita bertemu jam 4 sore? Bagaimana kalau kita bertemu jam 4 sore, which means what if we meet at 4 p.m. Bagaimana kalau kita bertemu di restoran? Bagaimana kalau kita bertemu di restoran, which means what if we meet at the restaurant? Bagaimana kalau kamu ke rumah saya? Bagaimana kalau kamu ke rumah saya, which means what if you go to my house? Another example. Bisa bertemu hari Selasa? Bisa bertemu hari Selasa, which means can we meet on Tuesday? Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, here is the example of the conversation once again.
Halo.
Ya, halo. Besok kita akan bertemu di mana?
Bagaimana kalau di hotelmu?
Oh, bagus sekali. Baiklah, sampai bertemu besok.
Ya, sampai besok.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat jauh darimu terlintas tanya dalam anganku, benarkah di benakmu hanyalah diriku yang bertata? Akankah ini selamanya? Saat ku tiba
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Awal Yang Indah sung by Tere. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we introduce you a song entitled Lagu Melayu or the Song of Malay, which was sung by Andarus Pati and Elsa Pitaloka. Composed by Andarus Pati, the song tells about the power of love of a couple lovers. The lyrics of the song are sung reciprocally by two singers. The song is accompanied by Malay musical instruments. The music has medium tempo and its rhythm is suitable to accompany us dancing. Listener, here is Lagu Melayu by Andarus Pati and Elsa Pitaloka. Enjoy the song.
Of Indonesia.
Temukan apa arti di balik cerita rasa berbunga-bunga membuat seakan aku melayang terbuai asmara. Adakah satu arti di balik tatapan tersipu malu akan sebuah senyuman membuat suasana jadi nyata begitu indahnya. Ya, seperti apa yang selalu ku nantikan, aku inginkan.
Listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to VOI@voinews.id.